Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. You know that I am so thankful that you are with me today. It is always a pleasure to have anyone, especially you, hit that play button. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel free to go ahead and subscribe right now to whatever medium you're watching this on, YouTube, or if you're listening on audio, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for subscribing. So imagine you are a student, and you probably were a student at one point, and you walk into class, and it's test day. You're getting ready to take a test, and there's about 23 other students in the classroom with you. And the test goes around, the test is now at your desk, and you're about to start. And the teacher says a few final words like, hey, just do the best you can, hope you're ready, and you all can start now, and you start taking that test. And within the next 10 to 15 minutes, when the room is silent, all you can hear is pencils hitting the paper or erasers erasing answers. And then the next thing you know, 15 minutes into this test, you have people starting to get up and take their test to the teacher's desk. And you're still going. You're still hard at it. And now because you see people taking their test to the teacher, you begin to get anxious, you begin to have anxiety, you begin to feel almost like you have failed, right? And then guess what? You're the last person to take your test to the teacher's desk. And the teacher and you make eye contact. And you feel like you have lost because you were not the first one done. Matter of fact, you weren't in the top 10 of getting your test. You weren't even in the top 20 because you were the last one. And there was only 24 students counting you in the classroom. The teacher locks eyes with you. He asks you to come out into the hall. And you all are standing in the hall. And he looks at you and he knows the way that you feel. He knows that deep down inside you, you feel like you've lost. But the truth of the matter is, you didn't lose. In the next couple of minutes, this teacher helps you understand what it means to define the win for yourself. Because the win is not always crossing the finish line first. The teacher says, hey, listen, did you study hard? Yes. Were you prepared? Yes. Did you get a good night's rest? Yes. Did you have your number 2 pencil sharpened and ready? Yes. And the teacher says, hold on for a few minutes. And the teacher goes and gets your test, comes back out in the hall and looks over the test. And he says to you, it looks like to me that you've aced the test as well, based on just looking over it. So now you're standing there, you've aced the test, you've prepared, you studied hard, you're ready, you got exactly what you needed as far as the grade to continue to keep your grade to where you want it for that class. Now here's the thing, the teacher then says to you, now even if you would have made a C and you had done all those things, that's still a win. Just because you didn't get it done first does not mean that you did not win. You got to define what your win is for yourself. Now, here's the thing. Now, if you're saying, no, finishing first is the way that I feel like I win. Okay, I get it. But I'm here to tell you today that finishing first does not always mean that you did not win. You get to define what your wins are. Define your win for yourself and go after it. And keep going after it. And here's the thing. Sometimes there's not even a finish line. To have a great marriage does not mean that I'm going to someday cross the finish line. It just means I'm always perpetually working on having a great marriage. And that's the win. The win doesn't mean crossing the finish line first. When it comes to your health, there's never a finish line. It just means I always want to do the right things consistently in order to be in the best shape physically and mentally that I possibly can. But you have to define those wins for yourself. What is your win? Then you got to define. You get to define what that win is. So I'm here to tell you today, crossing the finish line doesn't always mean that you're not a winner. Define your wins, go after it, put it on paper, discover what those right things are you need to be consistent in to achieve it, or what are those one-offs that you need to take action on to achieve whatever the wins are you want for your life. You get to define them. It doesn't mean that you always will be crossing the finish line first. Because sometimes there's no finish line, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes there's no finish line. Well, that's all I got. That's it. Have an excellent, most excellent day. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, as always, go win.